What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Chris Apicott.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on? And special guests. So we have a third chair filling in for Shannon for this week. Shannon will be back in the next few weeks. We have Daniel. How are you doing?
Good. Let's go, guy.
There it is. So, again, tune in. If you have not on Monday, Daniel will be with us for the entire week. He'll break down his cybersecurity origin story and his background experience on Friday. So definitely tune in for that one. And then I always forget up top, like, share, subscribe, please. If you have not already, please join the Facebook Facebook page, as well as YouTube. Like, so YouTube, definitely YouTube. Like, connect with us on YouTube, be a subscriber. But without further ado, I give it to Chris.
Awesome. So today's article is from TechCrunch.com. So hackers stole 340,000 social security numbers from government consulting firm. So the government consulting firm is Greylock McKinnon Associates, which disclosed the data breach with hackers stole as many as, here the article actually referenced the exact number, as many as 340,650 social security numbers. So the breach was disclosed this past Friday on Maine's government website, but interestingly enough, they sent it by mail to the affected victims, and then the fact that it happened in May 2023, so 9 months ago. So all it says that the company promptly took steps to mitigate the incident, and it was hit by an unspecified cyber attack. So to me, that's one already looked a little bit of a red flag. How did this happen, right? Was there a breach in, was it a breach inside, is it spillage, right? They didn't really go into that type of detail. But GNI provides economic litigation support to U.S. companies, U.S. government agencies, to include the DOJ, bringing civil litigation, right? So infected individuals, that type of personal information was obtained by the U.S. Department of Justice as part of the civil litigation matters for the GMA. So, and then officially they say, right, this is kind of their out. We consulted with third-party consultants, the cybersecurity specialists, to assist in with our responses, and we noted by law enforcement and the DOJ. We received confirmation of individual information was affected and obtained their contact addresses on February 7th, 2024. Right? This is what the firm wrote. They assure us that your personal and medical information was likely affected in the incident, but, you know, it took them 9 months to get to us, right, to get back to the people that were affected by this. So, additionally, their legal firm did not provide any counsel. But, really, from this standpoint, I'm just looking at this article, I'm thinking, it's not to the end at this point. I mean, somebody just lose a laptop. Right, they get social engineered, or maybe somebody drop a USB drive in their offices, and somebody, you know, just decided to put something that baby in. We'll see. But again, this the first thing this house means that ultimate consultant had on is where data lies. Right? How are they protecting sensitive data? Are they marking their data? Right? The social security number should have something like sensitive or proprietary, not proprietary, sensitive or confidential information tag on it to some degree, right? So they shouldn't just willy-nilly be sending files utilizing unapproved mediums or, you know, in unsecure methods of transfer. So there's a lot of questions to be had with this. Again, minus speculation, there's really not much to, at least to, you know, talk about in the black and white here, but we can go on about this all day. But that being said, Daniel, what do you think?
Thanks. Yeah, you know what? Kind of like what you're looking at and what you're seeing is kind of what I saw too. I mean, things that really stood out right off the bat. I don't remember a consulting firm that does litigation and economic support to DOJ kind of being hit with a cyber attack. I'm pretty sure there have been, but this is kind of a very small market in my mind for hackers or for cyber environment, dark web going after, right? Usually it would be, the trend now is like hospitals, right? Or these things that have a bigger economic like impact or gain for these hackers. So, I mean, it's so speculation. I'm really curious to see if they're going to disclose more in future articles or future information to really see how they got attacked. But the second thing that really stands out to me is like the government's got to do better. I think it's time that we, for medical care, Medicare records and medical records in general, we got to start moving away from social security numbers. I mean, it's 2024. Come on, man. We got to do better. Like, including that information as a way to ID a patient's information, we need to almost like, it's like NADIC. We need to use something else that represents people. And on the back end, the social security number is what ties into your benefits and how you're either provided services or care or payouts and things like that. You know, 9 months is unsat by any means, right? It's like me going and I'm like, hey, can I borrow your car? And then you haven't seen it for 9 months, or you're gonna be like, it got stolen. You're like, you're calling the police at this point. Like, I don't know, I haven't heard from Daniel in 9 months. I don't know where my car's at. It's a lot of obscurity in this article, right? And since there's ties to Maine and the government to a previous article than this article that it's referencing, I'm almost wondering if I'm pretty sure there's more there that they're not disclosing, or they're telling them not to disclose. Even when you read, like, if you read the email that was sent out to the customers, on the bottom, it's like very bold, and it's like, do not contact GMA for anything, right? This is the notice. This is the service we're going to provide, identity monitoring and all that kind of stuff. If you have any questions, go through that. Don't contact us directly. So I don't know. What do you think, Ryan? There's a lot here to kind of like, that doesn't really say a lot.
Right. No, absolutely. It's the obscurity, right? That kind of causes a little bit of not just frustration, but confusion on top of it. But before I go into it, again, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Definitely hit us up on the YouTubes. We're trying to get our number count up to 500. We're getting there slowly, right? I would like to get there by the middle of the year, because ultimately I want to hit 1,000 by the end of the year. Just with that type of reach, it allows us to do more with the YouTube channel. So we greatly appreciate it. Please share it with all your nerdy friends and what have you. But back to the topic, right? So it leads me to believe that either they don't want to disclose because they're trying to brace themselves for litigation, right? Because it's getting very litigious when it comes to breaches. Like, everybody is basically coming for your money as a company, and rightfully so. Like, you should do better with protecting my information, or suffer some kind of consequence, whether it be your stock price dipping, like we talked about in yesterday's episode for Roku, or in this case, class action lawsuit, you know, punching you in the face. However, it could also be because they don't want to disclose the method of the breach, and it could be wider spread than just Maine. So, I mean, this could be affecting multiple states. It could be affecting multiple organizations, right? And it's just a matter of the authorities are in there trying to fix it, and they had to disclose. But 9 months is, like you said, unsatisfactory. Like, that, how many boats were bought in your name in 9 months, right? Somebody's buying a boat a month.
Yeah.
or a yacht or something. Like, like, for people who protect their credit, like, this is devastating, because it takes longer to fix it than it should be, right? Like, the whole credit system, I won't go into it. Like, it's all a scam. Yeah. It's a legitimate scam, right? When it comes to how quickly you can lose your score and how long it takes for you to build your score. So for somebody who's been working at it, like, this would definitely piss you off that they lost your information and didn't tell you for a long time. Like, I could have froze my credit. I could have, excuse me, I could have done a lot of things to protect myself in those 9 months had you told me. But again, it could be because we didn't want the aggressors to know that we knew that this information was stolen, or your method of attack. So there could be a lot there. Again, and we're speculating because we just don't know. Like you said, they didn't disclose a lot, and I'm riding the fence. It could either be because we don't want to be more litigious, like get punched in the face more because we're so egregious in losing your data, or it could be because, hey, this is not just affecting Maine. This could be affecting multiple states. So it could be one of these coming up for a larger state at some point as well. Who's to say? Especially because social securities are somewhat lucrative. So like if you're still at 340 something thousand socials, that adds up, even though it's only a few bucks a pop. That's a lot of good money for somebody doing something nefarious. But also, I think about it being an election year, and it would be great on the bad guy side to be able to make multiple people to really jack up our election cycle. Sure. Because that's
how do you
cause unrest? Usually it's around these
dead people.
Dead people, right? They've been making dead people have been voting since I think they said Lincoln's time. That's when dead people started to vote. That's how long we've been doing it here in the States. And other countries have now copied that recipe to cause devastation and chaos every 4 years, right? Like they want us to punch each other in the face. They want civil unrest. So let's just make people, like, you know what I mean? Like socials and make a bunch of people and cause consternation. So it could be a lot of things, unfortunately, in this day and age. But like you said, Daniel, like we have to get away from socials. I just don't know what that is. Like in the military, we had the DOD ID number. That was
there's gotta be an easier solution. I mean, I don't know. You even think about just logging in, right? So MFA kind of came in as an additional security, right? We don't have any additional security based in around identification for benefits in the US, right? It's not a topic that I've heard of yet.
Yeah.
And it's something
I just see from the database perspective, like it would be the only unique identifier that we have technically, because like let's see the next best thing, right? Let's say it's your driver's license number, but then again, you know, kids don't have driver's licenses, right? So it's not something they're born with.
Right, you're not born with a driver's license.
I mean, maybe introducing another ID for just, that's not really tied to people's, that's tied to your social security number, but it's something else. You know what I mean? So it could be like a public identifier number, right?
Yeah.
But again, we're going to that, like, hey, anybody can just look you up with this public ID number, right?
Right.
It's just weird.
The same thing over again.
It's an additional layer, I guess, at that point.
It is an additional layer, but I think it would be more difficult, for stuff like financial transactions, you still need to, as I said, but for, hey, just signing up for, services somewhere, you got to use this ID, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's necessary. Yeah, I mean, we're 10 years now from OPM, right? So that's probably the most famous and largest and most televised social security number breach, right? And it's almost 10 years to the date. So, I mean, China's got my stuff forever, right? They probably made 20,000 different Daniels at this point.
Well, right.
But it's like a revolving door, right? Every year, multiple types of breaches like this. And it probably ties back when they don't want to say it's a phishing attempt, right? Somebody probably clicked a link from an email or something like that, right? Low level is the easiest way, right? It's the easiest way to get in. So I think as a government, we're kind of solving big nation problems, right? So we develop it here on the other side of the firewall. I mean, we can consult and figure it out. But yeah, I think we're headed towards that apex, especially like an election year. That this is going to be something that they're going to have to address sooner rather than later.
Yeah, definitely. So I just don't know what the solution is, unfortunately, at this time, right? But like you said, it's not going to get solved here on the podcast. However, I don't know. I just there has to be a solution that someone's already thought of in a different country. Like how do they do it, right? Or do they also have social security numbers? Like, I don't, or to some extent, right? So maybe there is no way to fix that problem, and it's just a matter of fixing. Like you said, it could have been just something as simple as social engineering attack, right? Like fix that problem, and then this won't be an issue. So it's one or the other. We'll eventually get there in our new passwordless future, right? It'll also somehow get away from social security numbers, but I digress. But definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. So again, please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hit us up on all the socials that go by our name, it's either the other side of the firewall, the other side of the FW, or Ask SSP. And then we're on pretty much every podcasting platform. We're on video in several different places now, but the biggest being YouTube. So please go ahead and go there and subscribe. We greatly appreciate that. Get our numbers up. And then every week we now have a newsletter. So subscribe to that as well. So in case you miss an episode or two or what have you, you have a one-stop shop to go back and catch up on all the cool stuff we talk about every week. So continue to tune in. Stay safe. Stay secure. ¶¶